This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to this special edition of the Strang Report podcast. I'm so honored today to be able to interview Bruce and Michelle Buckingham. And if you know anything about me, you know that I was greatly influenced by Jamie Buckingham. This is one of his books. And today we're going to talk about his latest book, published more than 30 years after his death. It is a devotional, 365 days of pure Jamie Buckingham. So you don't want to miss my conversation with Bruce and Michelle Buckingham.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Stephen Strang, the founder of Charisma. This podcast is to encourage you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit and to discuss spiritual issues facing the church, our nation, and the world.
And Bruce and Michelle, it's good to see you. We haven't seen you in a while, but we've kept in touch because we were, each of us in our own way, so influenced by Jamie. In a lot of ways, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing if it weren't for him. And I actually have this on my office wall. It's me and him, and I would have been 34 years old. Wow. So I knew him a long, long time. Right. And we published a couple of his books. We're going to start putting some of that material online. As I got it out and reread it, I thought, this makes his, other than he's talking about the media, only uses Dan Rather instead of MSNBC. And what he said was just so right on, and the seeds of a lot of the nonsense that's going on was back in his lifetime. And he died right before Al Gore invented the internet in 1992. He would have been perfect on the internet, wouldn't he?
He would have loved it. Yeah.
And in fact, we did a newsletter called the Buckingham Report that we printed 4 pages. We charged what we thought was a lot of money back then, you know, for specialized, that's what newsletters did. And we mailed it to people. We could have put him online. In fact, I wonder if I could dig those out. But anyway, I'm glad you came over here. And tell me about this book. I mean, I can imagine why you wanted to do this, but this is huge. 400,000 words, 365 devotionals that you wrote from his material.
I would take his sermons, and we had a way that we could transcribe them or to take them off of cassette tapes. And then I listened to them.
Some of my viewers and listeners don't even know what a cassette tape is.
If I had one, I'd show you what it was. But we would listen to those. I would listen to those, and I would take notes. And I did this over a period of about 10 years, not knowing exactly what I was going to be doing with it all. I had in the back of my mind that I would like to do a devotional of some sort based on his sermons. And after collecting 365 of them and putting them together, letting Michelle do the editing of them, we were able to get this book published. And it is pure Jamie Buckingham. It's not any of his previously written materials, but it's taken from all of his
sermons.
So in
other words, you didn't take, like, his columns. He wrote columns for Charisma for 13 years, and he wrote for Logos Journal before that.
That would have been a lot easier to do that. But this was something that we had that we knew we wanted to do. And
well, it was
pull
material
together
that would have never seen the light of day had you not done it.
Exactly. But it was something that I started doing to keep his memory alive in my family. Because so much of my family has grown now, they never knew their grandfather or their great-grandfather. And I said, well, I'm going to start taking these sermons and writing them up so that they will have something to read when they want to learn about their grandfather and great-grandfather. And then it's like, no, it's got to be bigger than that. And we were able to find a publisher who said, we're going to take it on, we're going to print it. And here we have, Meeting God at Every Corner, one for every day of the year. It was a labor of love. It took a lot of effort. Mm-hmm. Michelle put heart and soul into editing it. It never would have turned out like as good as it did without.
Well, that goes without saying. And I realize a lot of my listeners and viewers don't know you guys as well as I do. But Michelle was actually worked with Jamie when he was the editor of Ministry Today magazine, our magazine for pastors, back in the 80s. Its greatest days were in that period. And then you kind of took over after that. And then you've done book publishing, book editing for us and so forth since then.
Yeah, I've edited probably about 40 Christian books over time. But I really felt a call to edit Meeting God at Every Corner, because I felt like I knew Jamie's heart, I knew his voice, and it was really important to me to get these devotionals to sound like Jamie. And I felt like, because I was already an editor, and because I knew Jamie so well, I felt like I could try to get his voice.
Which was important, because so his own important. Writing, he had his own voice. Yes. Of course, he would have had some editors, but really, it was probably just cleaning up the commas or something. It was not rewriting Jamie Buckingham. He was in a class by himself. As far as I'm concerned, he was one of the great writers of our generation, certainly one of the great Christian writers. And also, he was described as the conscience
yes.
of the charismatic movement for 25 years. Well, he actually used this imagery of taking a pin and popping religious balloons.
Yes.
He loved bringing pompous people down to style. And this book, Look Out World, I'm Me, which was the name of one of his columns, which we published in the year after he died. He wrote about this, but I also knew that he wouldn't attack a person. The person he attacked was usually a composite.
Mm-hmm.
He took a little bit from this and a little bit from that, and the principles were the same, but this way he wasn't being mean-spirited, and the point was still made. And let me just say this, because I've always been impressed by this, but the Buckinghams live over in what we hear in Florida call the Space Coast, just a little bit south of Cape Canaveral. And Bruce worked for NASA for many years and was the voice of NASA. Is that what you call it? You were the one that counted off 10, 9.
Yeah.
Here, why don't you do it for us? We'll have it on record. Go ahead. I'll close my eyes.
No, we're not going to do that. We got real people that do that for real rockets nowadays. But it was something I did for 20 years. I worked for NASA as the spokesman for the space shuttle program, and one of the wonderful things I got to do was actually sit in the firing room, and as the shuttle was being launched, I would talk about what was happening, and then I would do the countdown, and then we would launch it. And I did that for, I don't know, dozens of space shuttle launches. And
before that, you worked for a Florida congressman named Bill Nelson. And anyone who knows politics knows that later on he had elective office here in Florida, and then he ran for U.S. Senate, and probably three terms.
Three-term senator from Florida, and now the administrator of NASA. So he was named.
He's got to be as old as dirt.
Well, he's getting up there.
He's getting up there.
But he is now the NASA administrator.
Well, I knew him back in that day through Jamie.
Yes.
In fact, I shadowed him and wrote about it one day when he was went up to Washington. It was a big deal to me. I'd never done that. And I remembered he told me that he would do one push-up a day. He would do one every day he would do one push-up per year, and he was 38.
Okay.
So I was probably in my early 30s. And actually, I have done some variation of that, and I just know that he was very, very close to Jamie.
I don't know if he still does that now.
Well, probably not. These things tend to change, but it just stuck in my mind. And he was very close to Jamie. In fact, when he went up in space himself, Jamie was kind of like the chaplain or something.
Well, Bill Nelson flew into space.
Yeah.
He flew into space on the shuttle, the last shuttle before the Challenger accident.
Oh, I remember.
And when he got back, he and my dad got together, and they decided they would write a book about his experiences.
Oh,
in space.
I remember that too.
You know, Dad had said years before that he wasn't going to write books for anybody else. He used to write books for Corrie ten Boom and Catherine Kuhlman. And he wrote books for Pat Robertson, and of course, he wrote Run Baby Run with Nikki Cruz. And he said, "I've had it with writing books for other people. I'm not going to do it again." And then Bill Nelson got him to change his mind once, and he wrote a book for Bill mm-hmm. with Bill Nelson.
And here's just a small detail that I remember. When Jamie passed away, you had a private burial
mm-hmm.
and a rather large public memorial service. And Bill Nelson and his wife were one of two couples that the family invited to be at the graveside. And that just showed how much your family thought of him.
Well, he asked me personally.
We won't discuss the politics.
Yeah.
That's water
yeah.
under the bridge. But
yeah.
That might be an interesting discussion for another day.
But. Well, it would be, because I've listened to enough of my dad's sermons now back from the 80s and watched and listened to his politics actually change over the years, where he went from a conservative Democrat in the 70s for various reasons, and then even to a more conservative Democrat up into the 80s, and then he started getting more conservative, and it's like the Democratic Party just doesn't represent me anymore.
Yeah, that's what Ronald Reagan said, wasn't it? And here in Florida, a lot of people, the younger generation, forgets that everybody was a Democrat. The elections were decided in the Democratic primary, and in Florida, you have to belong to one party to vote in the primary. They used to make jokes that the Republican Party convention in Florida was held in a telephone booth. And a lot of my listeners don't even know what a telephone booth was, but it wasn't very big. And of course, that's all changed over time, because you're right. John Kennedy would not be welcome in today's Democratic Party. But again, that's a discussion for another day. We're really here to talk about Jamie. You can go on the Charisma Podcast Network and check out my strength reports. I've done several, and many of them were on February 17th. That was the year he died, and I have thought of it every single year since.
Yes.
He had that kind of impact on my life.
Yeah. Yes, and you've been so kind. You reach out to Jackie every year.
I have missed one or two.
Maybe missed one or two, but not. It's been 30 of them, so you've done really well.
When you couldn't reach her, you would call me.
That's right, or I'd call her a day or two later when I suddenly remembered.
But it really has been a stroll down memory lane, putting this devotional together, listening to them, working with Michelle on editing them, making sure that they had the voice of my father, who, as you know, was the apostolic voice of the charismatic movement back in the 70s and 80s. When you wanted to know what God was saying to the church in the 80s, you could listen to my father. And he would tell you, he would know, because he was that in tune to what was going on. Mm-hmm. And over the years, even 30, 40 years later, that message is still relevant today.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I think that's one of the important things to say about the devotional. As I know, as I was editing it, I was so impressed that what Jamie said years ago could have been said yesterday.
Well, I made the same point about this book, which is a almost 30-year-old book.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because he was dealing with truth. In fact, we published this one. It's a little bit tattered. The Collected Wit and Wisdom of Jamie Bingham, called The Truth Will Set You Free, but First It'll Make You Miserable.
Mm-hmm.
And he was so funny. Listen, he was very serious and he was very funny. And, you know, my favorite is that he said that his washing machine had to have a demon because he put two socks in only would come. So it had to have a sock eating demon. Only Jamie would come up with that word. Well, listen, tell people how they can get it. It was published by a different publisher, but you've got a website, of course, with his ministry, and also people can get it on Kindle.
They can.
It's available on Amazon and all of the normal online booksellers. You can get it. But you can get it from our website, from our ministry directly, and that's by going to jamiebuckinghamministries.com and go into the bookstore, and that's where it is. And it's available on Kindle as well. And what we are hoping to do is to eventually, and maybe sooner rather than later, also make it into an audio book. So that people can listen. I know a lot of people, enjoy listening or reading books that way. So it's available now.
One of the great things about this devotional is that you can actually go to our website, and there's a calendar there. And on the calendar is the actual sermon that each of the devotionals taken from. And you can listen to the sermon itself. You can read a devotional I like that. You can read it, and then you can go and listen to the sermon that the devotional was built from.
Well, as we wrap up this short podcast, I want to give each of you the last word, which was the name of Jamie's column in the back of Charisma. And just like basketball teams will retire a jersey or a number, we retired that name.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, not that anybody but me cares, but I guess I thought of it. So I'm going to give you the last word, each of you. Michelle, you start.
Okay. Well, I just want to encourage our listeners, our viewers, to look at meeting God at every corner, to consider it as your devotional for a year. Let Jamie take you on this journey. You will be changed. You will be drawn closer to God. Jamie was tremendously authentic. He was a Bible scholar, extremely skilled communicator. People really related to him. And I think in this book, you can see all of that. You can sense all of that and relate to Jamie and learn so much about yourself and about your relationship with the Lord and really be challenged as well as encouraged.
Well said. Bruce?
Thank you. And if you don't know who Jamie Buckingham was, I would encourage you to research him. Our website has a lot of information about him. We've got his history. Of course, we've got his writings and a lot of his, you know, hundreds of his sermons that you can listen to. But he was a man that that was relatable to everybody. He never met a person that he didn't like. And not because he liked everybody, but because he knew that you were important to God. And because you're important to God, you're important to him. Mm-hmm. That's just the kind of guy he was.
You're right. And I have a lot of Jamie Buckingham stories, but I'll have to wait until another podcast. I'll thank my listeners and viewers for tuning in to the Strang Report. And share this with others. If you know somebody that knew Jamie Buckingham and he had many, many fans, share this with them and introduce him to people who maybe never heard of Jamie Buckingham. It's good stuff. And be sure to check out the website and order the book. So thank you for listening. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Stephen Strang. Stay up to date with the latest episodes by subscribing on your favorite podcast app and at cpnshows.com. Get the latest reports delivered directly to your inbox by subscribing at strangreport.com. Our Charisma Podcast Network listeners receive a 10% discount when you subscribe. Go to mycharismashop.com and use the promo code CPN.